Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great, and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in the store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies.
This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
What's up, everybody? AfterBuzz TV, we are back. We're so excited to be back from the break. I am your host, Kelly, and we are here with Arrow, another fabulous after show, season 2, episode 10, Blast Radius. Now, unfortunately, my awesome co-host, Ali Kona, is under the weather today. Mike decided to take off to Utah for Sundance, like, whatever. So he's not hanging out with us. But I do have Yael, who's joining our team.
Hi,
and
everybody.
She is here with us tonight. So everybody, please welcome her. And we had an awesome episode tonight, so we're excited to get into it. All right. So.
Yes.
So tell me just your thoughts on the show in general, since this is our first time together chatting about it. Like, what do you think? Are you an Oliver Alicity fan?
I am an Alicity fan.
Dang it. Ali Kona, there's another one.
I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry. No, I love it. No, I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm a big fan of the comics. I'm really excited to see it all brought to life. Very excited.
Awesome. So what do you think now from season one up until this point? You're happy with everything?
Yes. It's so great. They've been introducing all these great characters and all these great villains, and everything's really exciting. And I just want to say that I really enjoy that there has not been, I think up until tonight, a single episode where we don't get to see Oliver Queen shirtless.
It's true. So
wonderful. Really is.
It is. That is one of the perks of the show, for sure. Well, I unfortunately had to miss the season finale, so I didn't really get to talk about that. So I just kind of want to like touch back on that. We learned a lot of stuff in the season finale before the holiday break. And we finally see how Arrow got his mask versus his green eyeshadow, as we were calling it. But we hear it's like, his little grease, paint or whatever it was from Barry hooked him up with a cool new mask that's not going to impair his aim for the arrows. And we saw that, the jealousy that we predicted was going to happen between, he being jealous of Felicity and Barry's little love connection.
Right, because he loves her.
Stop it. No, I'm still not into it. I'm sorry, you guys. I can't deal with it. I like her with Barry Allen, though. I thought they were really cute.
I
want to see that kind of flourish.
I'm not a fan of him.
I like it.
It might be a residual from Glee. That might be it. I might dislike him because of Glee.
Right. All right. Well, in this episode, there was a lot. We saw that Slade is actually still alive.
Right.
So, it still has you wonder, do you think his hallucination from the season finale was really a hallucination?
I still think the hallucinations were a hallucination. Mm-hmm. That's my belief, especially because the Slade that he saw in his hallucinations had two eyes that worked very well.
Right.
And then when we finally saw Slade was still alive, we saw that he does not have two working eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I still stand by the hallucinations.
Fab. All right. So the thing I like about Laurel, you know, the episode opens, Laurel and kind of Sebastian are hanging out in the beginning, and we saw them getting closer and, you know, toward the end of last season, kind of dating, but she doesn't want to admit that they're dating.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of like to see her and Oliver kind of split up a little bit, kind of taking some time apart.
Yeah.
And, but she really has this gut feeling that, you know, Sebastian is just not the good guy that he claims to be.
Yeah.
And I like that she's not giving up on that, that she's really kind of gung-ho on finding out what really this guy is really all about.
Right?
And she's the only one.
Yeah, I love that she's really looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not being like, well, I guess that's nice of him. Like, let's move on. I guess I made a mistake. She's like, no, I think there's something wrong. I can feel it. And women, when we can feel it, that something's wrong.
You always have to go with your gut.
Yeah.
Always. And as we see it kind of play out through the episode, but she absolutely does not give up. And I do definitely like that about her character.
Yeah.
That she just, it's something just not sitting right,
right.
And she just can't accept it.
She's
even
smart.
Though everyone around her can, including Ollie, which is really interesting because he usually can peg people pretty well.
Right.
So the fact that he's so trusting of this guy.
Oh, it's weird.
It is kind of weird. I mean, he was a little skeptical at first, but he kind of won him over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
Don't trust a politician.
Never. Never, never. So we've got another crazy person blowing things up.
Shrapnel
makes an appearance in this episode working at a souvenir shop?
What's
his cover?
Shop?
Selling trains?
And... Yeah. It looked like a hobby shop.
It looked like it definitely looked like a hobby shop with like old school toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a little bit crazy, wants to blow up the world, hates everybody. And, you know, he's kind of using cellular signals we're seeing that's detonating these bombs across the city. And we see two of them go off in this episode, almost three.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I thought was kind of funny that when they're investigating the first explosion and, you know, Arrow meets with Detective Lance on the roof, or I'm sorry, Officer Lance on the roof.
Yes.
And gets the information, and then the other explosion goes off.
Yeah.
It's like five, you know, like it felt like, you know, 5 minutes later, oh, he struck again. It's like, no, really? It was just kind of, there was some moments like that in this episode that I thought were a little slow.
Yes.
Just kind of like missed the point a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that just me?
No. I definitely saw that. I mean, the way earlier on, or no, later, I don't remember what it was. The chase scene in the cars.
Oh, yeah.
When Shrapnel was in the van and Ollie was on the motorcycle, that one also felt to me a little silly.
And that was right after this when Felicity finds him.
Right.
It was right after the roof. Felicity, like, you know, locates the cellular signal.
Right. It was right then.
And he goes and chases him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's pretty good at what he does, too. He's had some training, which is, you know, something that they figured out early on that the person that's doing this obviously is not an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he scrambles the signal and whatever, but for a while Ollie, you know, is chasing him, and you know, he gets a grenade thrown at him, the smoke bomb, you know, all these things that he's overcoming, and then he finally, you know, loses him.
Right.
And we really saw a very agitated side to Oliver in this episode.
He does that sometimes. I feel like he's got such a like mood swingy thing that maybe he was once injected with the Mirakuru.
Well, he was once.
Right.
Yeah, where he almost died.
Yeah.
And then he got, you know, rat poison even it out.
Yeah.
So maybe that combination didn't suit him very well. But he's just like this jealousy that he kind of has.
Yep.
Is really just not sitting well with him, and he just kind of went off on Felicity in a way that we really haven't seen him do before.
Yeah.
He was very angry, really blamed him losing Shrapnel on her, and kind of turned things around and was just really ugly.
I hate to say it because I do want them to get together, but I'm going to say it even though it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a big brother to her.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't. I mean, I get it, and I get the attraction and all of that on both ends, but I just don't think I could, at least not yet. Maybe in the future, sometime down the road.
Okay.
But I just, not right now.
Well, so him snapping at her, or as she said, more than snapping, was very much like a big brother being like, you know, you're supposed to be my little sister. You're supposed to do this to support me.
Yeah.
And it was very, It was a cute moment. Even though it was terrible, it was a cute moment.
Well, he's, you know, she's distracted, spending too much time in Central City, mm-hmm. you know, with Barry, who's in a coma from his blast that happened over yeah. in his laboratory. So I'm excited to kind of see when he comes back in and kind of exactly how that character is going to morph.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see if Flash gets picked up, if she's going to be going back and forth on both shows.
Yeah. And that's still kind of to be determined right now. I think they were kind of going back and forth with exactly what's going to happen with that, if they're going to do that spinoff or what. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But just, it's definitely kind of thrown a wrench into the relationship between Oliver and yeah. Felicity at this point, mm-hmm. It's pretty fun to watch. It's kind of, because he's kind of like a pouty baby. That's, yeah. you know, it's like she's not there when he needs, you know, he's just so used to her being there,
right.
kind of fawning all over him in a sense. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all of a sudden her attention is elsewhere and he just does not like it.
Yeah, I think before he disappeared on the island, he was this wealthy playboy where mm-hmm. everything fell into his lap. And so, including women. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's not used to this.
Right. And even kind of on the island, I mean, he had Sarah, he had Shadow, yeah. and Felicity makes cracks about that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that, you know, he's always surrounded by all of these women.
Right.
And, you know, he's definitely used to it. So when there's a little bit of competition, it doesn't, you know, right. he doesn't like it.
Must be baffling to him.
But I like that Diggle actually called him out on it.
Yeah.
And was like, you've never been upset with her performance, or it's never bothered you before Barry Allen kind of came into the picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, he highlights that and definitely is, you know, kind of tells him what it is, but, you know, and then, I mean, at least, but, you know, by the end of the episode, he sees it, he gets it, and he apologizes to her, and they have this nice moment.
Yes.
Where you think maybe something, but then he, you know, he brings up Barry and right. kind of gives his blessing to that relationship. Which is a good thing.
I'm going to sit and pout now.
I just don't want him to see him like go back and fall in with Isabel again. Like that totally bothered me. I just, that needs to kind of go away. Go away. But we also had a couple flashbacks to the island, which is something cool that we like to see.
Yes.
So, but I mean, really in this episode, it was just all back to Slade and his kind of superhuman powers and just not being able to handle them.
Right. But right before them, we finally got to see as they buried Shadow that Ollie officially got the hood. That was such mm-hmm. an epic moment from Slade when he said she would want you to have it.
And the fact that he got it from Slade.
Yeah.
Like that is, you know, pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And just the connection between them, because in the season finale when he says, you know, that's my friend, but then he wants to hurt him, like really hurt him badly.
Yeah.
Like he's really, you know, hell bent on doing that. It just, I want to see how they're going to play out that relationship and what ends up happening.
Yeah.
Because through these flashbacks, we see that in the middle of the night when they're making camp, like Slade takes off
right.
with the drug and, you know, kind of leaves them. So obviously there's going to be another, because if, you know, we already know that Oliver burned that whole batch of it.
Right.
So however he gets it back and how that ensues, and for all, you know, and in his memory, he thinks he killed him.
Yeah.
Or he thinks Slade's dead. So obviously he would have been the one to do it, I guess.
Not necessarily.
Well, because he was saying before that he beat somebody like that once. With those powers and things. So unless he's talking about the other guys that were part of that crew right. or if he was talking about Slade specifically.
I think he's got another year left on the island. Anything could happen.
Yeah, yeah. But just when it was all coming back in Starling City right. and he was kind of talking about it.
Yeah,
kind of making reference to it. So it kind of made you think that. But no, it's definitely, you know, maybe it wasn't.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't him. But we shall see. Let's see. Lots happening. We, again, if we go back into Sebastian Blood, who's running for mayor with having these rallies and trying to, you know, it's interesting to me how they have, I think they're doing such a good job with his character.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's, on the one hand, his daytime persona to everyone else is he's trying to save the city and do all these great things for the city while at the same time putting the people in danger in front of everyone, and nobody's yeah. really seeing it that way. And it's just kind of cool to me how they can play it, because we know he's a bad guy.
Right.
So just kind of seeing that play off of that. I like that they're doing that.
Yeah, no, it was really interesting to see him be like, hey, you know what? There's all these terrible things happening. Like, let's stand up to these terrible things and really just make ourselves targets for terrible things.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just such an interesting character. And the way that they show us, because it's just, it's such a, like, different character than what we're used to seeing on TV and on a show like this.
Yeah. I really like it. Well, speaking of targets, I think a lot of people right now are targeting the holiday weight that, you know, once, you know, for the holidays and, you know, everybody kind of indulges and, you know, come the new year, you want to get back to the gym and get healthy. Well, with SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast. So if you want to check it out, it actually tastes really good. Have you ever had a SlimFast?
No.
Yep. Kind of good. Not a bad thing. All right. What else do we have? So, we have Sebastian putting everybody in harm's way and the Arrow coming to save the day.
Yeah.
So.
It's like every episode. Everyone's in trouble. Arrow saves the day.
But with his team. And we, you know, we see everybody working together. And poor Diggle gets shot. He's always getting hurt. How many times has he been shot? I was trying to think about that. But this is not the first time.
No, this is definitely not the first time. And I like that Shrapnel pointed a gun at him and Diggle walked towards him. he's still that I am a protector. This is my duty to protect Oliver and Felicity. Mm-hmm. There's a gun. I'll walk towards it. It was just really great. I love Diggle. He's so amazing.
Yeah, he's definitely not afraid. He has, you know, he's a soldier and that comes out, you know, all the time. He definitely is going to protect everyone.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought when Arrow finally catches Shrapnel was a little anticlimactic for me.
I agree.
Because it's like he said he had everything rigged up. He has this wire. He's like, you know, everything's going to blow up if I let this go. It looks like he's got a bomb kind of strapped to him. And he just like cuts the wire. And it's like, that's it.
Well, I think, I mean, what did you want him to do? Blow everybody up?
I don't know. I don't know. I wanted something bigger.
Expected him to, I don't know why. I expected him not to shoot the wire. I expected him to shoot his hand. Like, shoot off his thumb or something so that he couldn't push the button.
Oh, right.
Something like, cause that's, you know, that's the point of the hand thingy. Is
You
need a hand to do it.
I don't know. It was just a little bit anticlimactic. I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but maybe just something else.
Well, I really liked that the whole, like you said, the whole team was part of this one, that they were actually in the action. Felicity wasn't back in the headquarters on the computer. She was there.
And we actually saw Roy. Roy got into the action.
Finally.
Yes, we're seeing Speedy come out. We're seeing, you know, signs of the Red Arrow coming out of him, you know, because obviously he was injected.
Yeah.
So he's got this kind of superhuman power that he doesn't even realize fully that he has, I don't think. And we see him protect Myra. You know, she and Thea are there when
at the Unity Rally.
At the Unity Rally when all the bad stuff happens and this kind of light fixture is falling and you just kind of see him like jump to save her and it falls on him and Thea and all her all is just watching him stand up and lift this thing off. Yeah. And, you know, it's very kind of, it was cute. Like, that moment was cute when she's like, okay, so like, she knows, like, something's been going on.
Yeah.
She asks him, he doesn't want to talk about it. And, you know, we obviously see, like, there's something not quite right. And he doesn't even really know. So I don't even think he could talk about it if he really wanted to.
Well, it got me thinking what's going to happen, you know, because she's figuring it out before him, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if she's going to be part of his team now. I'm just so excited.
Well, we were always wondering because each character, there seems to be two parts. We saw there's, you know, we know there's going to be, well, we saw that there's possibly the two canaries, just two Speedies, because, you know, they call Thea Speedy, right. And then we have, you know, the other one. So we were always wondering, are they going to be a team? Like, how is that going to go?
Yeah.
And even in the last episode when they were trying to find that guy Max, they were working together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was supposed to be kind of a lead-in to them possibly being a team. and doing that, and maybe Sin is going to be on their team.
Yeah.
And it would be kind of like them as like a secondary group. Ooh. Or something, which could be kind of cool.
Oh, the show's going to get so exciting.
I don't know. It's, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting to kind of see where it all goes. And I try not to read like too far ahead, so I can kind of get surprised by the episode.
Oh, I couldn't help it today. I read some very interesting articles.
I know, there are a lot out there. There's a lot out there, and it seems like there's going to be a lot of really great stuff going on.
Oh,
but,
yeah. A lot of great characters are coming. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So that's always good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What's next?
Well, do you want to talk a little bit about the thing that Laurel found in Blood's office?
Yes. Well, let's talk about the conversation that they had. You know, she drops in on him right before he's going to talk to the press yet again.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to see himself on camera.
He does.
He
sat and watched himself.
I know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. He's kind of hot. I don't know. I just kind of, I don't know. He's a bad boy. It's all kind of, I like it.
I'm surprised we haven't seen him shirtless.
We should. I think that should be next. But there's Laurel comes in and she's, you know, very much a detective herself.
Yeah.
And she's asking him a little bit more about his background and how he always talks about being an orphan but never really talks about his parents.
Which is a very good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And she asks about Cyrus Gold. Mm-hmm. That's his name, right?
Cyrus Gold.
Yeah. And, and Sebastian comes back and says that, you know, he was a preacher at the orphanage where he grew up and he kind of helped him find his voice again. He didn't speak for all this time. And he gives Laurel this story about witnessing his mother kill his father.
Right.
Because he beat her.
Yes.
And then his mother took off and that was the last time he saw his parents. Well, Laurel finds this hospital bill on his desk when he, you know, takes off to do his interview. Mm-hmm. And there's a name, Maya Resick on there. And it's from St. Walker's Hospital?
I don't recall the hospital.
Yeah, St. Walker's Hospital, I believe. And it was an invoice. So she goes and she asks her dad to kind of look into it. She can't find anything on this person. It's like, this person doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad comes back and his story is that this is his aunt that's in a mental institution that he's been paying bills for, and he's such a good guy and kind of, again, pushing him at her. This is a really good guy. You deserved to be happy.
Right.
Quit trying to make something out of it. It's fine. It's fine. It's good. She still can't shake it.
Good for her.
Yeah. So she's still, that gut just won't go away, that gut feeling. So she goes to the hospital to go visit with this so-called aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually find out. What do we find out?
We find out that Maya is actually his mother.
And what does she say?
Oh, she says, I'm so excited that you're letting me say this.
What
she says that he is the devil, that he is a liar, and that he killed his father.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine? And not only does she say that, but she, like, when Laurel walks in the room, she's like mumbling these words in Spanish.
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know, in Spanish, she's saying, you know, there's, you know, one good boy. There's one boy that's ready. And then she's talking, you know, she's just like mumbling these words. And I like how Laurel busted out the Spanish.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, to try to get on the same level. She starts talking to her. And then all of a sudden, you know, the woman like grabs her arms and is like, he's the devil. And,
right.
You know, just is very coherent. You know, you just, it's just creepy because we find out like he threw her in there, made everybody believe she was nuts. And she's been stuck in this mental institution since he was a kid.
Well, I love that when Laurel's coming in to see her, the nurse is like, well, you know, she's probably not going to be able to speak with you and she's not going to make any sense. She's not really there. And she's 100% there.
Mm-hmm.
She is definitely there. And that was really exciting to see her be like, no, I'm not crazy. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was definitely a really cool moment, just because it just validated everything that she thought.
Yes.
Which had to be scary, but also kind of rewarding at the same time, just to know that, you know, to trust your instincts.
Right.
Kind of a thing. But I mean, can you imagine? this guy that you're kind of dating, kind of,
is
like
crazy.
His mother is like, he's the devil. Don't believe anything he says.
Well, I mean, he is. We as the audience know that he's evil.
Well, right.
So were we surprised that he was?
Well,
evil?
No, but no. Still, it's like, you know, just to kind of watch her react, just to kind of right. get that is just creepy.
Well, I gotta say, I had a feeling when Detective Officer Lance said that it was his aunt. I had a feeling like, no, that doesn't make any sense, because if he had an aunt, then why did he end up in an orphanage?
Which is the question that she asked.
Yeah, like that doesn't make any sense. And so then I thought something that I don't think the character of Laurel thought was, it must be his mother. My first instinct, it's probably his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I think... And we have to go back and double check this, but I think that kind of, and it goes back in just with the comic book characters too, mm-hmm. with the brother's blood and kind of like their backstory a little bit.
I think
it kind of goes in line with that. So I want to definitely go back and double check, because I know they're changing things a little, mm-hmm. and just kind of how they're intertwining these characters and all that. It's definitely, there's a difference, but
yeah,
you know, there's just kind of something, but you know, it stays true to form about, you know, kind of the basis of his character, that he is a master manipulator,
mm-hmm.
in kind of like a vampire like way, to just kind of like make you believe anything that he, you know, anything that he wants. So it's just, you know, and just kind of seeing, like, you know, he's... Uh-oh, I think we've got somebody kind of breaking in here. Hello?
Well, hey, guys. I'm a big fan of Arrow, and I was just kind of curious how it was going on the show today. I'm just kidding. What's up, guys? It's Mowgli.
What's up? So how is Sundance? How's Park City?
Oh, man, I'm not even there yet. I'm driving up the mountain right now. There's a full moon out here. We're getting to watch the snow, and I'm in the car with a couple of friends.
Nice.
And everybody's just, everybody in the car wants to know what's going on with Arrow. None of us seen the episode. Scale of 1 to 10, what are we looking at? How good was the episode?
The episode was good. I'd say 8.5. What do you think?
I'm gonna give it an 8 because he wasn't shirtless.
Because he wasn't shirtless for the majority of the time. I say 8.5, she says 8.
I say 8. It's the first episode he wasn't shirtless.
We got a glimpse.
I don't want you guys to ruin the episode for me, mm-hmm. but so I won't say I'm on very long, but Alicona, Bradford, will you go ahead and tell me what was the best part of the show for this episode?
Alicona is out sick.
What?
It's just me and our newbie, Yale, that's here. Alicona was sick tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
so the band should be back together all together in a couple of weeks when you guys get back and healthy and all that stuff.
Getting broken up, but I will say there's no better person to leave the show in the hands of than you, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
How's our newbie doing?
Great. Fantastic. We're having a good time over here.
Let's talk about me like I'm not here.
We're having a fantastic time. Well, my favorite part of the show actually was the end, but it's a big reveal, so I don't want to ruin it for you. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to watch it.
I'll let you guys get back to the show, but I will say this. Guys, follow me on Twitter, at M. Mowgli, and I will be giving out free Xbox Live memberships for this entire week while I'm out at Sundance.
Wow.
So go ahead and do that.
Ooh, we'll make sure to do that. And we'll see you when you get back. Have fun. Be safe.
All right. Sounds
good.
I'll catch up with you guys. I love the show.
All right. Bye.
All right. Later.
My favorite part of the show was meeting the mother.
The mother?
Definitely my favorite part tonight. What was yours?
I think you know it because I shouted out finally was when Roy lifts up the light post.
Mm-hmm.
Because finally, it's been a season and a half that we've been waiting for Roy to become Speedy, and finally we're getting closer.
A little bit closer. They're inching it there.
Yeah.
But we're definitely getting closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. So, what are we missing?
I think that's about
That's about it, right, guys? I don't know. Tweet me if there's anything else we need to get into, but I think that's about it.
I'm looking at my notes.
Me too.
And the only
We find out Roy's healing faster. I want to see like what all of his like accelerated powers are going to be, like exactly kind of what, if it's, you know, similar to, you know, kind of other comic characters that are, you know, if he's like, obviously he heals quickly. He had that shard of glass in his arm.
Right.
And there's no scar. There's no nothing. He's got the super strength, but it doesn't seem to be as powerful as the other guys, at least not yet. So I wonder if it's something that kind of like will enhance, or if this is
maybe
all it's going to be.
Maybe he's so much smaller than the other guys.
Maybe, or maybe he just doesn't know how to use it yet.
Right.
But it's not like when he grabs Thea, it's like overpowering. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, I'm wondering how.
Well, I think it's really interesting that this is the first time we've seen a character who has like superhuman powers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the Arrow itself, he doesn't have anything superhuman. He's just really talented.
Well, I mean, he's definitely studied like different martial arts,
right.
And he's, you
but
know,
he's
like,
human.
Yes. He doesn't have a superpower per se.
Yeah. And I think this is the first time in this show that we're seeing someone who does have a superhuman ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see that and where that's going to go. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really interesting if more, you know, mutations and stuff appear. I mean, mm-hmm. with Barry and other people. That might be fun, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know it's coming, so
yeah.
It's definitely going to be fun to kind of, like, see how that's going to enhance and all that things are going to go. But, I mean, pretty much I think we've kind of, like, that's it. You want to get into some news and gossip?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we have an interview here that Colton Haynes, who plays Roy Harper, actually gave, and he was talking about, you know, Roy's future, his alter ego, and his relationship with both Thea and Oliver. And he says conversations with the producers of the show have started off with where he's asking, you know, hey, can you give me an update on if I'm going to be Red Arrow, Arsenal, or Speedy? And the producers keep telling him, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
So it looks like he's kind of in the dark, he said, but he has been wearing a lot of red hoodies. So, you know, we're kind of leaning more toward that he is becoming the Red Arrow. But he says that they're still not really telling him. As much as he tries to bribe them, they're not really saying much. But if you guys follow him on Instagram and stuff, he's always tweeting photos or sharing Instagramming photos and stuff from the set. So it's always fun to kind of watch and see what he posts. He also posted a really funny video from the Golden Globes where he's making fun of Jennifer Lawrence's dress. I don't know if anybody saw that. We'll have to share that. I should have like brought it up today, and I just thought about it right this second. But they also asked him, like, how familiar he was with the comic, and he said he wasn't really. He didn't know much about comic books, but his brother was a huge fan, and so he, you know, once he got the call that he was on the show, that he was talking to his brother about it, and he said, you know, his brother was, like, in tears, crying, like, so excited about him being part of this show, so, and he's just, you know, really, really happy. So, and his brother seems to think that he's gonna be the Red Arrow, so we'll see. But that's definitely a cool interview. If you guys, you know, want to check that out, I will tweet out the link to where you can find this. And Hollywood Reporter also had, you know, some cool things to say about the return of Arrow and, you know, how long it's going to be before Oliver discovers Slade is actually alive and that sort of thing. So if you want some spoilers, definitely check out those articles and I will tweet them out for you guys. And then we have Stephen Amell, who actually Instagrammed a photo of himself shirtless on set.
Good.
And he's, you know, talks about on examiner.com, he talks about Elicity and kind of their future, and he kind of teases what's going to happen with them. And you know, they were asking him, do you think that, you know, the pair is going to hook up? And all these kind of like fun questions. And he said that there's something's going to happen in episode 15, but it's not airing for a while, but he's really giddy for people to see it. So.
Ah, that's five away.
So I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen there. So, and like I said, we'll definitely tweet out the links for you guys can check out more stuff like that. But, you know, we'll see what's going to happen next. Now. All right. Let's do some predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, newbie, we'll let you start.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I think that, that's such a loaded question. I think that blood is going to be revealed within the next 3 episodes.
Okay.
I think Slade will be revealed later. And I think that wishful thinking that Olicity will kiss this season. That's wishful thinking. I doubt it, but still, that's what I want.
All right, all right. I think, well, we saw from the previews coming up from next episode that it looks like Laurel is going to have a meeting with the Arrow to kind of warn him about Sebastian Blood and talk about how he's dangerous and all that. So I wonder if he's going to believe her right off the bat or if he's going to think that she just may be overreacting. Like, I'm interested to see kind of like how that's going to play out.
Yeah, but she's never given him faulty intel yet.
No, but because he just has this good feeling, because and at the end of this episode, they talked about working together, which is something we didn't hit on, but and they kind of shook hands like, you know, we can clean up the city together. And again, he is such a great manipulator that I wonder if this will be the first time that maybe Oliver will question Laurel's motives, especially because they're kind of beginning to date. So maybe she's just being weird because she doesn't want to date somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he's going to kind of play into she's just being a crazy girl kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see kind of how that's going to go.
Me too now.
Ooh, I'm glad I gave you another way to think about it. Yeah, and I want to see how Thea is going to kind of deal with Roy and kind of his new thing. If they're going to, you know, if she's going to kind of pull more stuff out of him, or if we're going to have to wait and how much longer they're going to drag that out.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we've, you know, got to find out. When is she going to find out who her real dad is?
Right.
Like, that still has to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. You know, we love Arrow. We love doing this show. And again, we are hoping to have a full panel coming up for you guys soon. Hopefully, Ali Kona, you feel better and we'll see you next week. And make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV. You can rate and download our podcast on iTunes. It is free. Also, you can leave comments on YouTube and make sure to follow me at Kelly with an IE 079. And where can they find you?
You can find me on the web at yell.tv, YAEL.tv, and on Twitter at yellteagle, YAELTYGIEL. I apologize for all the letters.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.